Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things, trying to keep up with the constant demands of work, social media, and just plain existing? You know that feeling, right? Well, one thing we often neglect amidst all that chaos is our relationships, those precious connections with friends, family, and even colleagues. Today, we're diving deep into the world of positive relationships and friendships, because let's be real, folks, life is way more fun and manageable when you've got a solid squad by your side. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Relationships? Isn't that just something cheesy Hallmark movies are all about? Listen, it's more than that. Positive relationships are the bedrock of our well-being. They provide us with a sense of belonging, support, and laughter, things we desperately need in this fast-paced world. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to build a house on shaky ground, right? Your relationships are the foundation upon which you build your happiness and success. So, how do we cultivate these amazing connections? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you forge stronger, more fulfilling relationships. First off, remember that communication is king. It's not just about talking, it's about truly listening to understand, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Ask questions, show genuine interest in what others have to say, and be present in the moment. Second, don't underestimate the power of quality time. In our busy lives, it's easy to let those precious moments slip away. Make a conscious effort to spend meaningful time with loved ones, go for walks, grab coffee, or just hang out and chat. Remember, it's not about quantity, it's about making the most of the time you have together. Third, be supportive. Life throws curveballs at all of us. Be there for your friends and family during both the highs and lows. Offer a listening ear, a helping hand, or simply a shoulder to lean on. You never know when someone might need that extra bit of support. Fourth, practice empathy. Try to see things from other people's perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Put yourself in their shoes and try to understand their feelings and motivations. This can help build stronger connections and foster a sense of understanding. And finally, remember that relationships take work. Just like any plant, they need nurturing and attention to thrive. Make an effort to stay connected, check in on loved ones, and plan activities together. The rewards are well worth the effort. Okay, let's bring this to life with a relatable example. Imagine you've been feeling overwhelmed lately with work deadlines and personal responsibilities. You start isolating yourself, canceling plans, and withdrawing from your friends. But one day, your best friend calls and invites you for a walk in the park. You initially hesitate, but something about their voice makes you realize how much you need that connection. You decide to go, and during that walk, you open up about your struggles. Your friend listens without judgment, offers words of encouragement, and reminds you that you're not alone in this. That simple act of connection provides you with the support and perspective you needed. See what I mean? Positive relationships can be a lifeline, especially during tough times. They remind us that we're part of something bigger than ourselves, and that we have people who care about us deeply. So, let's recap. Cultivating positive relationships means being present, communicative, supportive, empathetic, and putting in the effort to nurture those connections. Remember, life is a journey best traveled with good company. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to strengthen your relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using Dopamine Declutter. And remember, keep decluttering those negative vibes and filling your life with positivity, both inside and out. See you tomorrow for another dose of Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.